Alcova Mortgage is here for good. We are locally owned, value great communication, and are committed to our Covington community. Call Alcova Mortgage Covington at 540-962-7152 or visit alcovahighlands.com to get in touch for your mortgage lending needs.
Alcova Mortgage, NMLS ID 40508, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, Equal Housing Lender. Terms and conditions apply. All loans subject to credit approval.
Support for the Ball Hawk Show podcast is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 400 men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off, free worldwide shipping with the code BALLHAWK at manscaped.com. And if my math is correct, that's about 800, no, not 800, 8 million. See, my math was almost off. 8 million balls. Whoa, wait a minute. So I do want to share y'all a story while we're talking about Manscaped. Before Manscaped, Ball Hawk used to have two trimmers. Trimmers from the neck up and the trimmers for the waist down. And the trimmers on the waist down, as you all know, man, you can cut yourself, chafe yourself. It ain't pretty. You know, it might be a little too sharp. And you think you done trim real well, and then you try to go out for a run or you go hoop or something like that, and you and your thighs, well, don't worry. Manscaped.com got you covered, man. The Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. And, yo, it's definitely a game changer. Inside this package, meaning the Performance Package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker Ear and Nose Hair trimmer, the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, the Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold all those goodies that's included. So first off, we got to talk about the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the future of grooming and, dare I say, the greatest ball trimmer ever. Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof and also has a 400K LED spotlight you need when you need a more precision shave. Because this trimmer is waterproof, you can say goodbye to the mess on the bathroom floor. Yeah, I remember them bathroom floor days. You ain't lying there, buddy. So make sure you check out the Performance Package 4.0. They throw in two extra free gifts. That's the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Bring your comfort and boxers to another level. It's time to take care of yourself and go to manscaped.com. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code BALLHAWK. Yeah, you heard me. Get 20% off free shipping with the code BALLHAWK at manscaped.com. And just in case you didn't hear me, that's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com if you use the code BALLHAWK. So go unlock your confidence. And as always, use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
This episode is brought to you by Carvana. Carvana is in the business of driving you happy. And with the widest selection of used cars under $20,000, you're bound to find a car that'll put a smile on your face. They even offer customizable financing so you can plan your down and monthly payments. To shop thousands of affordable vehicles 100% online, download the app or visit Carvana.com. Availability may vary by market.
What up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
What up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Bricklayers in ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart, we got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, them trapdoors supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
I'm not. I would be out there talking trash. I'm not playing. Why you ain't ask Hawk if he was playing, bro?
He did. He asked me earlier today.
Hawk didn't go to no school, high school up here. That's why I asked.
It don't matter. He get an invite.
Oh no no! I thought he was talking about the basketball. He was talking,
talking about the
else?
Kickball game, snake joint.
Oh nah.
He'll host it. He ain't gonna. He'll MC it, but he ain't gonna play.
I host it.
That's the only sport Hawk participates in now is running.
That's it. If you got a 5K, 8K, 10K, half marathon, full, I'm there.
Yeah. If you got a you got a 0.5K, I'm with you. 0.5.
Oh my God. He said a 0.5.
If I can ride my bike while y'all run, I'm with you. You know what I'm saying?
Cycling tough.
Cycling is super tough. But the way my knees set up, it's a lot better on them.
That's true. That's true.
I might have to come out there and be the first prolific bike rider.
That's a fact.
Hey, don't be laughing at me when I'm pushing my bike up the hill either. You know what I'm saying?
He said when he pushing the bike up. That's the worst. When he hit that hill, he's like, God dang. Let me get off.
you know when you switch gears too late?
Mm-hmm. Think you're going to stand up and power through. Hell no. Nah. Not today.
Ain't no shame in my game. You know?
Yeah, I see Shaggy had a spaces jumping.
They're going crazy in there. Yeah.
They got New Level in there. I know it's off the chain with New Level.
Yeah, they were dissing New Level, yeah.
For real?
Yeah, man. Them young boys in there.
New Level is hilarious, man. Yeah, he like Czar. Him and Czar needed to meet each other, man.
He better than Czar, though.
They need to write a couple books, man. Of lies. The book of lies.
Yeah, bizarre.
At least I think New Level been more than two places.
Yeah, that's true.
He said he's been more than two places.
Vic, what's good, big bro?
What's up, man? Just finished watching. I ain't watched the trial. It's up here in my neck of the woods, right down the street from me. I ain't watched none of it till today. Johnny Depp in Europe and just won the joint. I think she got to pay like $10 million in punitive and $15 million in something else, yo.
What? Dang. So Johnny won it?
Yes, they just did the verdict. Unanimous decision.
Hey.
It's like it's a damn boxing match.
Nah, for real. Unanimous. Yo, real talk. That's what I listen, I'll be the first one to tell you. I be in court all the time, but that's on domestic. I've never been, thank God, part of nothing like that. But yeah, that's what they, because her lawyers asked everybody, they were like, yo, because you could do this. I forgot about this. So you can know which jurors voted, and they went through and asked everybody, did they agree or did they vote guilty, whatever. And they all said, yes, yes, yeah, men and women. She actually lost her countersuit, so she gets zero. Dang. They actually read the question word for word, like each question, and then they read the verdict the jury decided, and it was all unanimous, yes, 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 yo. Yeah. So if you and your girl arguing, you got leverage, fellas.
Can we refer to the Johnny Depp trial 2022?
You got to be careful out here, man. Thank God I'm in a good deal. Lord have mercy. I don't want to be in no courtroom like that, though. Lord,
for real.
Nah.
That's the fact, man. But you, man, we're going to get this episode started. I know Shaggy and them got a roasting session going on. So
hey, Hawk, I was in there, man. That joint got crazy.
Yeah, that's what Myron just told me.
Myron was in it. Myron, you were in it with me, right?
Yeah, man.
Me and Myron, you know, me and Myron came on. You know, first it was good. It was, you know, like these, like your spaces, good discussion.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, man, listen.
I was in there with the Harden and AI, and I was just reading off like stats and stuff for him because I couldn't stand in that long because he asked me to come in. And then I did my spiel, and I had to dip. And I come back, and somebody hit me on the DM. They was like, yo, man, they got New Level. I said, oh, that's good. They going to blow up then because they going to joke him.
Yeah, they were killing New Level, man. But it really went left when they started talking about KD can't win because he ain't got no girl.
Yeah, they said he ain't got no girl. He too ashy in his head. Talking about he ain't got no shorty to keep him straight. And Westbrook got a ride or die. That's why he focused. I said, let me go ahead and log out on that one. I ain't talking about somebody's stay home. You know, that's their business, man.
Yeah, them boys something else, man. But yeah, man, welcome to the Bog Show podcast, man. It's Wednesday, the 1st of June. Salute to everybody that's tapped in right now live and the people that's coming in later. And for all you folks who are going to listen to it on all podcast platforms, definitely appreciate y'all. If you could, if you in here, reshare this space and hashtag the Ball Hawk Show so we let them know what's going on. Salute to the sponsors, Abra Insurance, abrainsurance.net. Y'all know, if you've been around the Ball Hawk Show, you know Abra Insurance has been a staple as far as my sponsors, man. So go there, servicing the state of Virginia for over 20 years. That's home, business, auto, life insurance. Also, Alcova Mortgage Highlands. That's Alcova Mortgage Highlands. Check them out. If you listen to this podcast episode, you heard the commercial that I created for them. Jot down that info and get with them. And also, Manscaped, man, it's hot outside now. Gotta get that performance package 4.0, man. When you purchase that, make sure you use the promo code BALLHAWK to get 20% off. Just don't get cuts on top of your neck anymore. Whoa, wait a minute. That's a pause. Y'all know what I mean. So go check them out, manscaped.com. All right, man. Today's topic we're going to start off with because quiet as kept, Deshaun Watson, this seemed like it was another young lady that's filed another civil suit. And I want to know, I think it's 23 now, how many games will he be suspended in you guys' opinion?
10. 6.
He should be suspended no games because he didn't get convicted of anything.
He ain't got to be convicted, accused. Though, man. Well, huh? I mean, Dan won't convict it.
Hold on. Neither did Ezekiel Elliott, but he got 6 games.
Please elaborate.
Yeah, that's crazy, though. That's what I hate about the NFL. The NFL got their own set of laws where even if you could get arrested or something, they suspend you just for getting on merit of getting arrested.
That's what an employer does, man.
So, yeah, I think they'll get 6 games just because that's usually what they hand out regardless.
You think they're going to start higher? I think they might hit him with 8, and then they might could. Knock it down a couple.
I mean, this is a bigger case than, like, Ezekiel Elliott and them, but...
Yeah, I think Myron's right. You throw out a bigger number so that if he appeals, it gets knocked down to probably what they really want to give him.
Right.
Because the thing is, he didn't play at all last year. So that's why I don't think they'll give him a full year, but I think they might start at 8 games. Mm-hmm.
There's a reason they're not even entertaining Baker Mayfield trades. So you really think about that. They're probably prepared for a good amount.
Yeah, they didn't write that contract like that for no reason.
Yeah, that's why. I'm telling you, they already knew, like, the NFL gonna suspend him, so we're gonna go ahead and make his salary for this year $1 million. That's all they can touch.
I will say though, as far as the $1 million, Tyreek Hill, his contract was set up the same way. That's what they're starting to do. So, because I was in another space and somebody, you know, shared those jewels with me that's the new way of doing contracts is that first year is only $1 million and then the base salary continues to go up. And looking at Tyreek Hill, looking at who's the defensive end they got? Damn, what's his name? 95. What's the big-time defensive end they got? The Browns. Because his contract is the same.
Miles Garrett?
Yeah, Miles Garrett. His contract the same way.
My whole thing is how, like, these new civil suits keep coming. Like, at what point are you like, is there any truth or validity to any of this? Like,
I mean, let's be honest. Even if he didn't, you know, he didn't do necessarily anything inappropriate, he's got something with him that he probably either needs to make better decisions or, you know, go for a different hunting ground, if you will.
Yeah, even if you quote-unquote aren't doing illegal activity, you're putting yourself in a bad predicament by messing with certain people.
Let's be honest. It's a bad look that you've had 24 – because they say it could be even a 24th one. You got 24, at least 24 women who have been your, have massaged you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and apparently he loves the lower body massage. Like
that's what me in another space last night, Dwight, you said it. This country is very sexualized. It sounds like he is very, a very sexualized person.
I think what I did say, yeah, that was a great space last night too. I'll say this, man, you know, I don't know Deshaun. I know him through my cousin. I was a huge Deshaun fan at Clemson. I've been a fan of him since he entered the league. It's tough, man, because it's just a reminder that you don't know these people, even if you might know them through someone else. I'll say this, man, it's unfortunate because, again, having two daughters, I've dealt with this on a personal level, not with my daughters, but teammates in college and then friends of mine that play in the league and even just on a professional level with people around the way. It's tough, man, because on one end, I want to be empathetic to real victims. When I say real, authentic claims where they were violated and they need treatment and the law needs to take place, justice. But at the same time, it's tough because, as I said last night in the space, there is a new profession out there for some women out there to come up. And it's tough because you don't want to judge or assume. I think the one thing I say when I look at Deshaun is he was extremely sloppy. Not talking about like getting away with it type deal. I'm talking about just if it was a legit massage, I don't understand why you don't have a professional, just like you have barbers that follow you on the road and other people, chefs. I don't understand it. But obviously, where there's smoke, there's fire. The league's got something to do because they have been pushing agendas on other topics. So Goodell's got to address this accordingly, especially when the NFL is still the biggest brand out there. So I don't know how many games he will get, but if more victims or allegations come forward, it might be rough for him to play this year, bro.
And I'll add into that real quick. Like, the thing is, like, he did so much off the field for betterment of other people. Like, you know, because Warrick Dunn, like, built his house, you know, through, you know, what is it, Habitat for Humanity or something like that. So he worked, like, strong with that. And it just goes to show you, like, I'm not saying he – I don't know – thing is, none of us know, but it just goes to show you just because, and you, I mean, you even see it with pastors all the time. Like, you really don't know what people are doing in their private life. And you got to be careful about sometimes just the way that we promote people because the fall could be so strong.
Yeah, I agree. I think, again, not think I know. I've always said this, even when I was an active player, even back when me and Hawk and some of you guys were playing or, you know, involved in the game. I've always felt and told people, man, look, if you're going to claim me as a hero, respect me as a role model, look at the work I do, but follow me, make sure I'm consistent, and hold me accountable. And I think that's one thing I take pride in. Whether, you know, I'm really cool with you or you're in my close circle, I want accountability. I've learned when I played high school ball, football and basketball, looking back on my journey, that's the one most important thing I learned was accountability. That discipline that you have, even when you don't feel like it, or you know you need to step out and leave, that's the one thing I look at it. But as far as Deshaun, I think that's also to play devil's advocate. That's why some people hate the NFL, because there's some sort of hypocrisy. Because, you know, I know people felt this way about my cousin. I know people feel this way about Deshaun. It's amazing what guys get a job and how many guys get second or third chances versus some people who never get another chance. That's interesting.
This is a question for Ahmad and Dwight and anybody else in here that's, you know, played at a high level in sports or professional. When y'all go to the league or you play at a, you know, a high profile school, do y'all not have people who talk to y'all about being smart about these women throwing themselves at y'all? What is the aspect of that? Because I'm curious to know if there's people in-house that tell y'all what to watch out for.
For me, when I was at Virginia Tech in 1997, I had two of my teammates that were accused. It was a high profile case. They were accused of sexual assault, and I think one of them was raped. And then subsequently, there was an investigation. She was a soccer player, and it continued throughout the season. There were a few more issues, but that was a very high profile case. As a result, we were forced, the entire athletic department, specifically the football team, but even other teams, were forced to take safe classes with SAVIS and other sexual assault prevention programs with people that talked about everything, what was the no-no. And it was educational. You know, the coaches were in this. You know, Coach Foster was in there with me. Beamer, all the head coaches, I mean, assistant and head coach, everybody. And it was very informative. Did that stop anything? For many of us, yes. But for some, a few, there's an ego involved. There's a pride level. But, I mean, between the classes we took as well as some of the OGs older than us, we were fully aware at that moment. But it's a dicey situation because despite the education and information you get, you know, when you are out in the bars and the clubs, the post game parties, you know, you're human. I'm not giving anybody a pass to assault or violate a woman or a man because men get raped too. But what I'm saying is that it's an ongoing educational process about boundaries. You know, like for example, one of the things we learned in that class, and this I remember some of the coaches were like, "What?" But the instructor, who one of our instructors was a female, she said, "If you are out in a scene." And like you're in a social scene, a social situation, and your partner, girlfriend, or even your wife is intoxicated, and you're not sure she has consented to sex or intercourse or any sexual activity, and she wakes up and doesn't feel comfortable, and she doesn't recall saying yes, you could be charged with rape. And one of the coaches was like, "What the hell? Wait, hold on, like, goddamn minute. You mean to tell me if I'm married?" And yeah, it was some back and forth, and the lady was explaining about the laws and the rules. And what sexual assault rape meant. And I think that's the educational piece I took the most out of it, was to be careful. And Jacob, you were with me last night in the space when I talked about this, right? You know, so it's tough. But, you know, I'm sure Hawk had his educational piece at UVA. But I know for me at Tech, we got educated a lot. And sometimes your best education is a life lesson, learning and seeing what some of your teammates or close friends go through.
Nah, I agree with that. You know, like, when you get to college, you not only have your advisors academically to make sure you're straight, but you have your resources that speak with you about how to conduct yourself in campus, how to conduct yourself in bars and in clubs and with women, and the consent situation on how to make sure that it's not always word versus word, but you got some type of proof. Like, if you go out somewhere and y'all ordering drinks, and as Vic just said, if you with a female companion, you better make sure that drink is like, you got to make sure her drink is straight as well, because if something happens later that night and she doesn't remember and she happened to spend the night, like, you could be asked out if she says, "I didn't consent." So a lot of times we were told, like, "Hey man, I know you're young. I know you like the freedom, but if you are out, don't spend the night at nobody's house and don't let nobody spend the night at your house." Like, that's the first thing. Ain't no spending the night. And we ain't saying, like, no kicking out and they drunk and you put them in cabs. But it's like, if there is no spending the night, and make sure you got some boys around you. But even with that, you can be setting them up. So it's a lot that goes on being in the public eye. And this is not just saying that, oh, you know, we think so highly of ourselves. But there's some spiteful people out there and there's some maniacs that's on our team. Like, it's some damn Latimers out there. If you've ever seen the program, it's real life Latimers out there, bro, that you want to break their goddamn face because they messing it up, not only for that girl and her family and just her livelihood, but for the perception of me as a teammate, they're going to lump me in. So when you go to the NFL, you got that rookie symposium that Zar was talking about a couple of days ago, and Robert T. Green was sharing how Chris Carter was saying, "Have you a fall guy?" And how that shut everything down. But I can remember with the Atlanta Falcons, with Vic, we have a person come in with Mike Vic, and the cop says, if you have an argument with a female and you smack the table real hard and she's sitting down there, you can get arrested. That always resonates with me. Always. When I heard that story, you could be sitting at a table having a disagreement with your girlfriend, wife, or whatever. If you stand up and you hit down on that table hard, like, "Listen to me," boom, they could call the cops on you and you could be arrested. Legit. And that's the one thing that stuck with me. And with Deshaun Watson, his situation, the thing that gives me cause to pause is like, bro, you need some damn help. If it's this many women, it's hard for me to believe. Now, you making passes at women, we think it's fine, right? Everybody got to love me long time. You go to Philadelphia, people say, "What, to love me long time, Paulins and stuff." We all laughing and kikiing. But a lot of dudes that hear that, they get that
misconstrued with legit massage therapists. So they get the love me long time type of mentality, and they think because this lady is at their house, at their home, that they can disrespect them. They could pass, make a pass at them. And even if you make a pass at them, they could feel some type of way. And they don't know how to report it. And we got to put that out there because people always say, why I take them so long? That's male or female. Sometimes you don't know how to report things. You really don't, bro, because you don't want it to make it seem like you just making things up. So for this many women, it gets me looking at him like, damn, bro, like you was really out here love me long time and thinking everybody was a love me long time. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to pass a joke, but that's locker room talk. Like, real talk, I'm taking you behind the curtain.
It is. And I know, Zar, you got your hand raised. I just want to speak on something Hawk said. You know, the situations, it's like, you know, how you have situations where you have a fire drill, tornado drill, active shooter drill, but then you actually go through it. It's the same thing with being a professional and standout college athlete. And even now with today's game, even high school athletes, I mean, with social media, these high school athletes are stars. The best training on what to do is having a strong team around you and really surrounding yourself with people that hold you accountable. And you just have to be careful and think about not just your brand, but respect and boundaries. Because even an allegation, and I'm speaking on the ones that were false for some of my friends and teammates, in college, even in post-college, those allegations stick with you forever. That's why it's so tough. Like, it comes up. It doesn't so much go on your record in your file, but it goes on your public record, your name, if you're Google. And that's the hard part, having two daughters and being happily married and even working with women. I work with adult victims. I've done plenty of years of work with female victims at girls' group homes, as well as violent offenders and domestic violence victims. And one reason it takes a long time to report is because when you report on any person, whether they're athlete or not, there's not just the same exam. There's a lot of stuff where they go into your personal life, look at your phone records, they prod your body. It is very, very detailed and very, very overwhelming. And just the process of filing the complaint and going through the process derails a lot of women from doing it. So it may take a long time. Then once another victim comes up, then you'll see other victims come forward because it's hard. And I told a group of men this the other day in DC when I was doing a training, believe it or not, there are male victims too, but that's for another space or maybe later on in this space. But Zar, I see your hand up, dog.
Yeah, man, I don't want to be insensitive, man, but I just think the Watson situation, he's a victim of his own circumstance, not to discredit the women. And we most of us are guys in here. And what I mean by that is, you know, when you got a lot of money, you got fame status, you play the field. Now.
Audio.
We don't really know the story behind what he said to these women, but I know how we all know how sometimes how women are. The Me Too movement where, you know, you're a superstar, you got this many women, you tell them, hey, you could be the next Watson. They perform in sexual acts and this and that. One find out about another chick, and then it's downhill from there. Everyone's piling on. Personally, I think that's what's happening. Because I can't believe, and like I said, like you said, you don't know him, I don't know him. A guy of his stature will make that many mistakes back to back to back to back. I just don't believe it. You know what I'm saying? But I just think they're piling, some of them are piling on, and it's, You got to wait for it to stop, man. That's all. Victim of his own circumstance.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Carlos. See your hand there.
Real quick, I kind of raised another thing. At first, I was just going to say that you're right, like the male domestic. I was just going to point out Dalvin Cook has his thing going on, and those videos came out of, like, the woman, like, grabbing him by his braids and hitting him and doing all that. And, like, you know what I'm saying? So he's even dealing with that. So that's just an NFL flip side of it. But I'm not with you at all on that, Czar. Like, because I will say it, while it's tough to say, like, yeah, he would make that many mistakes, but you see it with professional athletes all the time that a lot of them think they're untouchable. And you know what I'm saying? And they do make a lot of mistakes. Like, you have story after story of, like, NFL player that comes out where they've done something and you're just like, oh my God, like, they did that. Like the Henry Ruggs situation, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many things you can point out, right? And I think there is something to say, like, you do have a lot of times where, you know, there are people who are looking to take advantage of, you know, a celebrity, a superstar, athlete, whatever. But, like Ahmad said, like Dwight said, like, to an extent, where there's smoke, there's fire, right? Like, there's a lot of things about this that don't just make it like, oh, these women are piling on. It's like, yo, this dude has a trail of doing this stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? And there's suspect levels to it, too. Like, you have team, like, masseuse and things like that. And, like, this dude's going out of his way to hire other women to be, like, his personal. And I heard one thing was, like, his boy was setting up the appointments because he didn't want the messages from his phone or what. So I'm like, there's just a lot of stuff to it that I can't just be like, yo, these women are just piling on and taking advantage of his celebrity.
Well, I see what you're saying, bro. But I just, the way the pattern is, man, it's not like a Darren Sharper. We know what happened with the Darren Sharper situation. It ain't like that.
How do we know it's not?
I don't think it's like that, bro. Wait a minute.
Go ahead. No, that's a good comparison. But keep in mind, Darren Sharper, weren't there a lot of people that had the mindset about, yo, we got to wait and see. They trying to look for the come up too. Then we realize, okay, this is very serious. So there was a lot of people that had your stance as well until we realized, yo, Darren, you got a problem, man. You was really, that's just, keep that in mind. That's all I'm saying.
No, I respect that, bro. But the two categories, we can't forget that Watson basically hired a masseuse. Yeah, he wanted the happy ending. It is what it is.
But that's a problem. Wait a minute.
That's dangerous to say it is what it is.
No, I'm not finished. Okay, you have women out there that perform this type of service on the regular. That's all I'm saying.
But you just did what I explained in the locker room. We say, I want to love me long time massages. And I told you how when we used to play in Philadelphia, that's all dudes used to say, like, yo, we in Philly, we know there's a bunch of them here. And then a guy would hear that and think, well, I'm going to just call the masseuse to come to my house and I'm going to get them to love me. Like, you just describe what I was saying, bro.
I know, but okay, let's say Deshaun is saying, hey, you're my masseuse, I like you, you're my woman, this, et cetera, et cetera. It's cool until she find out he got like 20 more women. I'm not saying I'm not saying he's not guilty.
So you saying he was already performing? You feel like someone was already performing? Yeah, these women were already performing in the act, bro.
Like, you've already been paid the money.
But see, that's what I was saying earlier. Is
let me get
My bad.
Steel City, go. After you go, Myron, Steel City, you can go ahead, and then we're going to get...
He can go, and I'll go out to him. It's all good. Yeah.
Go ahead, Steel City.
So, I struggle with this, right? So, I'm a Steeler fan, and I lived through the whole Ben Roethlisberger scenario, and I'm not drawing comparisons, but I am struggling with the fan base part of this, the desperate need to have an athlete and to kind of minimize the women. Like, I'm already hearing it here a little bit. To minimize the women that are impacted by it. 23 civil cases. And as was said before by the other speaker, which I thought did a great job of laying out how difficult it is for these women to come out. Imagine trying to come out against a superstar athlete. I just think before we do anything and start casting judgment about it's their profession, it's jealousy, or we're making a lot of insinuations here and a lot of assumptions here, I think you have to stop and pause and say, okay, let this play out a little bit. He's going to have to face it in the civil side of it, and a lot more information is coming out, and it'll drip out daily. I lived it with Ben. It was one case, and it was another case, and then it was 14 other cases, or 2-6 cases, what people were saying, and it finally just kind of settled into, okay, there's two really negative cases. One was settled in its own way, and the other one was dropped, just so that we are on the same page with this. It's very cautious to say that 23 women are all in it for the money, that 23 women have no character, that 23 women have decided that it's all about jumping on a class action lawsuit, when this is not easy. It already went to, and I realized that there was difficult to do this on a criminal side of it. If it would have been a criminal prosecution, different story. I think we would drop off on some of the fan negativity on both sides. But man, there is more than smoke here. There is a situation where this, at a minimum, he's a serial misogynist. At a minimum, he took assumptions with 23 women that don't agree with our interpretation of it. So I'm going to leave it there at that, but I'm just going to say, get cautious to the men on here, just to say, hey, look, there is human lives on the other side of it. And just because money is attached to the ball player doesn't mean that every one of them have lacked the character to put their name out there to go through this if they didn't feel they had a case.
Yeah, I agree with that. And the only thing I say, man, is a lot of times when these cases happen, the guys don't get the benefit of the doubt. Like, and I'm not saying that he's not guilty. I'm not saying he's guilty, but the guy does not get the benefit of the doubt. So he gets castrated by the media, by the public, like before anything even comes out. It's just because his name is attached to that type of sexual incident. So whenever your name is attached to that, first of all, it sticks forever. So it doesn't matter where you're going to go, whether you're convicted or not, it's attached to you. And that's what, like, I used to coach at the school and stuff like that. And I went through an incident with the kid, and I told her, I'm like, the first thing I told her, I said, look, if this is happening, it's wrong. Point blank, period. I said, but if this is something where you're like upset with the teacher or anything like that, I said, this not the way to get back at them. I said, cause this going to ruin somebody's life. I said, so you can't play with it on either side. You know what I'm saying? But if this stuff is happening, absolutely, he wrong, and he should have to face stuff. But if this stuff is on, like, linked to money and stuff like that, like, I mean, it's just messed up. And like I said, the dude never gets the benefit of the doubt. Like, whenever he tagged with something like this, it sticks. And that's my only thing with it. Yes, sir.
Hey, I spoke on that just a few minutes ago. I know you went here. But yeah. I'm telling you, and I'm being full disclosure, vulnerable right now, that is a scary thing because I've seen it. So I've worked with victims, but also used to work at a girls' group home, and also used to work in the Department of Social Services and investigations. And
yes,
I played ball. And there were female clients that would come out later and be like, I was just mad at him. I'm like, yo, do you understand that you signed an affidavit that we've gone out and done this? And it's a scary thing, which is why I think Jacob's question was well stated, because you have to educate. If you got sons and nephews, and I'm not saying we at war with women, that's not what I'm implying. I'm just saying, like, you have to educate your sons and even daughters and people that you mentor and work with on the ramifications, or even putting yourself in a situation. I'll be the first one to tell you, I've been in Miami with celebrity athletes, and I've been there, but when the clubs start getting thick and they talking about the next move, I've left and just going back to the room and chill. It's not a fear thing. It's just that an allegation, even if you're not an athlete, can derail your career. The label itself, the allegation, the assumption is terrible. But at the same time, I'm with Hawk on this one, man. I mean, God, how many people, they got more allegations than Wu-Tang Clan members. I mean, it's just every week, another one pops up. I can't say, I just think there is, It's a tough situation. It's no way around. It's a tough deal.
I got a question, Vic.
Well, I want to be respectful to that. Hold on, Simba.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I'll come back.
Breakthrough Podcast had his hand up, and then Simba going to go out to him. I just want to make sure we get the people get their hands up because they've been waiting patient.
Yeah, I'll come back, bro.
All right. Well, go ahead, Breakthrough. Hold on.
Let me help it. Nah. See, that's why I like the whole is he guilty of this? Are they making it up? I'm not even like focused on that part of it because I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? More than anybody else or less than anybody else. Pretty much all sitting here just basically assuming things based on, you know, whatever past experience or what have you. My biggest thing is, if I'm looking at it from a football standpoint, is where is his decision making at? To put himself in this scenario. You know what I'm saying? Because if you got a dude who's constantly getting arrested for or getting stopped for DUIs, dude, you need to stay out the bar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You need to stay at the house. But if you got a dude who's constantly having women accusing him or questioning him, things of that nature, and how he's acting towards them, then he clearly has an issue that somebody needs to deal with. And this is just flat out decision making. Forget the legal process of it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Breakthrough, go ahead, brother. I know you've been waiting patiently.
I thought I was after Frankie.
No, it's Breakthrough. Yeah, let Breakthrough go, and then you came out to him, Sam. Unmute yourself, Breakthrough. There you go.
Yeah. So I think this whole thing is it's a very slippery slope. I think you know, there's a small minority of people who, like I said, have already cast judgment on the situation without really knowing all the details. And I think, you know, it's a very slippery slope, because I think anytime you do that, you know, you got to look at it from the standpoint of like just from the individual standpoint, like if the shoe was on the other foot, you wouldn't want somebody to cast judgment on you. I don't know. I just think when I look at the whole situation, I think a lot of times when people, like, this is something that we like truly have like for the most part, we haven't seen before, because it's like, you got to look at it from the standpoint of it's not like Big Ben, where, like I said, he was accused of rape. Like, there's a total difference. He was accused of rape, and like I said, he paid out. I'm not going to say much on that, but you know, we can all make, you know, we can all can come to conclusions on that. I'm going to just say this. I think my biggest thing is, I personally don't believe like if he does get suspended, I don't believe it's going to be something to where, you know, I don't know. I just think it's a lot of inaccuracies, because the same females who, like I said, you know, who have, you know, my bad. I had my whole thought process set up before I started this, but, no, so I guess I'll say this. So a lot of, I don't know if a lot of people in here know how a class action lawsuit kind of works. A buddy of mine, down there in the listener section, he told me, his name is Brian. He told me basically the way it works, it's kind of like, you know, you'll get a letter in the mail or whatever. And basically, you know, they'll ask you like, hey, we're in a lawsuit, you know, would you want to join this lawsuit? And I think it's just a slippery slope, because like I said, these same women who were the ones who were accusing him of this, they also said, if you listen to the hearings, they also said even after those supposed incidents happened, they still went back and they worked with him. Last I checked, I wouldn't work with somebody if, like I said, if I had an incident that happened that was so traumatizing to me. I don't know. I just think it's a lot of inaccuracies in a lot of this, and I think for, you know, I just feel like this whole situation, like nobody can truly judge what the league's going to do about this, because I think, you know, if you look at it, Robert Kraft, you know, he was in a somewhat similar situation where, like I said, he was getting a little action in a massage parlor. Keep in mind, that same massage parlor was accused of having underage kids go through it, and he only got 2 games. A similar situation with Zeke. He had a sexual assault that he was accused of, I think, only got 6 games. So I think when this whole situation is, it's like when people come to conclusions, I just think it's, you know, you have to really sit down and do your research before you, and look at it from a non-biased standpoint. Because I think a lot of times people will want to read what they want to read, but unless you're truly informed, a lot of times it's, you know, it's hard to really come to a conclusion. So that's just really all I'd say. So,
nah, I appreciate that, man. You made some very good points. Summer, go ahead, brother.
All right. So my opinion on it is this. At the end of the day, he wasn't moving above water. So defending a man that was already moving in murky waters is something you cannot do because you don't know what was going on. But what we do know is that he had an appetite for massages from women, and there's new information coming out that there was a particular massage parlor that he paid the owner $5,000 to set women aside for him for those purposes. So when that new information comes out, you don't think necessarily, oh, okay, this is a sexual assault situation, but you also have to bear in mind that, okay, so he was definitely paying for these services, which is illegal in some places, one. Two, if he was paying for these services and those were the services that he liked after massages, is it far from the realm of possibility? Is it inconceivable that maybe he would go to normal masseuses or normal people that was their actual job and then try to navigate the situation into a sexual way because he's already been paying for it? When you have these amount of women and you admittingly saying that, oh yeah, I had multiple masseuses through time, this, that, the third, whoop the whoop, right? That doesn't seem odd. 40 masseuses, 40 people working on your body, that doesn't seem somewhat sexual. It doesn't raise the eyebrow at all.
So this professional whole thing, athlete.
You feel what I'm saying? Like this whole thing, like Tom Brady, for example, right? He's had one dude that we all know who his person is. We all know the dude he works with. You feel what I'm saying? Most athletes usually have one person they stick with because you trust one person with your body. You find that person that you click with, and that's that. So with all the information given to you, we all have brains here. We can all connect the dots. Whether or not there was sexual assault involved, whether or not moving in that manner is still inconclusive, but regardless, the point of the matter is he was paying for sexual services. That's what he wanted. And you put yourself in that situation, and whatever your accusations come about from it, you open that door. You've opened that door. So defending him, I can't agree with that. I can't agree with it. You feel me? Like, if we gonna defend you, we gotta know for a fact, okay, he's not even moving like that at all. But anybody that's had sex, anybody that's an adult, anybody that knows what's going on in the streets knows that man was paying for that. Like, that's point blank period. We know he was paying for those type of services. He had Mia Khalifa in his apartment in a maid costume playing basketball. Y'all think she was doing that shit just because he was a cool person? Come on, man. There's too many things that already point to that he was moving crazy. So defending him, I feel like as black men, we should stop that. You already moving all right, to murky waters. Whatever you find there, right? You look over there. You were searching for that.
All right. So I got a question for you. So if he paid the owner of these spots $5,000, right, to set these girls aside, and I'm not taking up for them. I'm just
that's sex trafficking.
Listen. I'm paying. That's sex trafficking on her part, right? So she should be charged as well. And I'm just playing devil advocate. I'm not taking up for nobody. I'm just keeping this going because I think you made some good points. But so the owner of the salon or the massage parlor that he paid $5,000 to, is she being charged as well in these incidents?
I don't believe so, but that's
what I'm saying. Like if he's paying her to set the girls aside, at that point the owner of the salon is a pimp.
That's a great question.
Like I'm not trying to take up
if it was in cash. If it was in cash, if it's in cash, it's hearsay. If there was credit or debit transactions. So basically, stuff like that is usually in cash. It's hearsay. It's not permissible in court.
But that's the thing. They actually asked the owner of the parlor, and they said those claims were unfathomable. I can't say the word, but you guys all know what I mean.
They claimed they was false.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's just like when people say that, I'm like, come on now, bro. Like, I think a lot of times, and I'm not saying you guys, but I'm just saying, like, just, you know, like, whether, you know, it's the people on the other side. It's just like, I'm not going to sit here and defend him, but I'm just saying, when I was talking about it, I just think there was a lot of inaccuracies on both ends, because like I said, if you were truly traumatized by a certain extent, you wouldn't have kept on going back to him. Like
I don't understand the point. I want to explain my point, right? it's the simple fact that regardless of the matter, you have 40, you are doing something strange. You are involving yourself in behavior that you know you shouldn't be involving yourself in. So regardless of whether they're lying or not, or some of them wanted to or not, or some of them collected money or not, regardless, you put yourself in this situation. So whatever they say after the fact, you did that. You fucked yourself up by putting yourself in that situation. That's my point. I'm not arguing whether he did it or not. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, nah, you make great points.
I got your point.
So let's move next to Jacob and then Carlos and then go back to Steel City.
I just wanted to speak on real quick what my guy down here said about if you're traumatized by something, why would you come back? You don't know what those girls went through. So you don't know these owners of these establishments. You don't know if the owner's like, if you don't do this, I'll tarnish your name and everything that you've ever done. You won't ever have a job again as a masseuse. You don't know what maybe Deshaun's people or Deshaun said to these girls. You don't know any of that.
Deshaun,
whatever. You don't know what these girls went through as far as that. I know someone personally who was in a very messed up situation for many, many, many years at a young age. And they knew it was wrong and they were traumatized by it. But there's a lot of moving parts in these scenarios. So you got to really open your mind to all the things that these girls probably heard to them. You can't really think of it just, oh, they were traumatized. Why would you come back to something? People are traumatized by a lot of things. People are traumatized by drugs, but they keep taking them. So, like, you got to really open your mind when it comes to those type of things.
Keep in mind, out of the 20-some females that have accused of them, only two of them actually even filed a report out there, like a police report. So I'm telling you, like I said, like a lot of this stuff that we're talking about, they've already.
I got to stop you right there because this is a recorded space. A lot of women don't report their sexual assault. A lot of women have been sexually assaulted and they don't report it for multiple reasons. So yeah, I'm gonna just stop you right there. Because a lot of people replay this, and women gonna see your face, and they just gonna come. Like, I'm trying to help you out.
Yeah, bro. I see what you're saying, but you kind of sound insensitive.
No,
it's what do you mean it's sounding insensitive? Me?
No. He's talking to Brady.
No, not you, Simba. Not Simba.
Hey, speak that truth, bro.
I just think, like, it's like, trust me, I got, you know, females in my life too. Like, I'm not like, if he did it, he did it. It is what it is. But my biggest thing is, I look at it from a standpoint of,
it's not, all right. And we also have to admit that as well. It is not, it is what it is.
All right, Carlos,
it's not,
it is what it is. But when he's saying, like, is don't castrate them before the facts come.
Yeah, that's what that Carlos goes. Hold
on. Saying, like, it's a lot of information where, like I said, there's a lot on both sides. I'm not even just saying, like, I'm sitting here, it's a lot of inaccuracies on both sides. So what I'm telling people is, like it just seems like a lot of people are so ready to kind of throw the book at them. And it's just like, before you do that, like I said, just really sit down and try to look at it from a non-biased standpoint, you know, and then make your conclusion. That's all I'm going to say. I think
if I could be honest with you, you sound like you're for Deshaun, though.
I'm not. I just my biggest thing is I read some of the depositions and everything else like that. And when I look at it, I see it on both sides. Like I said, I think he did some weird stuff in terms of, like I said, you know, whether it was misconduct or whatever. But I just think, you know, to that extent, I think it's just a slippery slope
let me help you. So here's why. Yes, it's a slippery slope. But here's, if you listen to what Simba said, you get to the gist of why folks are going to come off judgmental. It's so many folks, you putting yourself in a situation to where it's like, bro, something is wrong with this picture. That's all. I think a lot of people who maybe, so you got folks who going to want to vilify him because, as Zara talked about, the Me Too movement, men versus women, we know men, women going to unite like no other. And that's great, because I wish men would unite like no other and fight for each other, vice versa. Don't get me started on that. But to go back to what Simba was saying, this many women coming out, it does not look good for you, bro. Like, something is wrong. That's all I've said. Something is absolutely wrong that you got this many variations of massage therapists. Why? Why do you have 23 different women saying you did this? Why do you have a story of you shelling out $5,000 to sick women aside? Deshaun Watson, we got to look at you and say, why? What is going on, bro? That's it. Nobody's saying you raping them. Why are you sent, like, advances? Why? Go ahead, Carlos, because you got your hand up.
I'll say this. I think we got to keep in mind when it comes to trial stuff, there's two trials that celebrities and famous athletes and all that go through. You have, obviously, the trial in which they're actually facing a law or civil suit, and that mindset is innocent until proven guilty. But when it comes to the court of public opinion, for the most times, it's usually guilty until proven innocent, right? And I'll say this. I work at a school. I'm in no way a celebrity, a superstar, whatever. But one thing I do know is that every year, before the school year, we have these trainings that we have to do. And it's the same video. Like, we've done this before. But it's a refresher on, like, hostile workplace environment, not making advancements towards coworkers and things like that, not making advancements towards students or anything that can be perceived as that, right? And if they're having us do that, as someone who I'm in no way, any way, shape, or form a millionaire, right? But I'm cognizant of the fact of, like, yo, this can ruin me. I think Myron was the one who said it, like, you go to decision-making, and you're just like, yo, this dude, like, he was not thinking. And that's why I said a lot of these athletes, a lot of times they just have this sense of invincibility, like they're untouchable. They won't go down. But I mean, like, yo, I don't know if he's guilty or not. I'm not going to sit here and say he's not. I'm not going to, you know, try him as if he is guilty, but I'm also not going to defend him as if he's innocent. But I will say, like, with the details that have come out, you got to question, like, yo, who was this dude having around him? Who was he allowing to have, like, influence in his life that he was even thinking that this was okay? Because if this was common practice between athletes, I get it. But it's not. Like, someone mentioned earlier, I think
it is, but niggas.
No, I'm saying, like, common practice to have 23 different? Nah. Like,
no, but would it be surprising if you found out a lot of athletes pay for sexual services?
No. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that, like, usually somebody said it earlier and it's true. Like, when someone finds someone who trains them or works well with their body or knows how to take care of them a lot, that is their go-to person. Like, I just watched the Tom Brady documentary, and, like, everybody knows his trainer. He was like, once I started working
with him, Tom Brady,
and I saw how he works with my body and does, like, he was like, I have to keep working with this guy, whatever, right? So all I'm saying is that there's a lot, and Ahmad hit on it, Dwight hit on it, like, there's so many details that pop up in this that you're just like, yo, there's a lot of suspect activity, and it's like, you have to be well aware of what can be used against you, knowing that we are in the midst of the Me Too movement and we've seen guys go down and stuff like that. Like, you would put yourself in this position is what is something I question.
Go ahead, Sid.
I just wanted to lighten the mood in the room. I want everybody to congratulate Czar on his paid entrance into the River City Mudcats Semi-Pro Hall of Fame.
Man, we talking serious politics. Just because you moved to Memphis don't mean I won't fuck you up. I'll find your black ass.
This ain't politics, though.
I will find your black ass. Back to the case, man. Back to the case.
Hey, Czar, man. What is, I thought you had said squash the beef, man. Why he coming?
Because, man, look, off the record real quick. So all them times that said be on live, he's talking about he got to go to work. A little birdie told me he wasn't going to work. He's sitting on the corner smoking cigarettes and blunts. So he's lying to the court. So I checked him today about that. He got mad So he trying to drum it back up.
Hey, first and foremost, Kev, I didn't get mad. I didn't get mad. I was nonchalant to your question.
Okay, you was nonchalant, but that was a shot. Because of the shot I threw at you today, I see where we're going. Back to the subject at hand.
What, a semi-pro Hall of Fame?
I think Steele was up.
Yeah. No, Zaw had his hand raised. Zaw had his hand. Oh, no. Go ahead. I did.
But, I mean, how do I recover from that? I'll try. The only thing I'll say is this. I wrestled all the way into college as far as we could go in that sport. I had one trainer. I had two trainers for two different body parts, but, you know, I really had one trainer, and that's because – and it was a female, but she was awesome at it. So there's no way I could walk in, and that's perform at the highest level at that sport that you can. I don't see the numbers making sense, but I want to go back to one thing. You don't have to judge we're not in a position to judge the incidents. We are in a position to judge the behavior as what's been said before. And the breakthrough, the actual breakthrough account that's on this chatter. Now, are you a Cleveland Browns fan? Because you really the only like hard argument to kind of continue to find a neutral ground against all these women has really come from the Cleveland Browns. I realize you want an outstanding athlete, but that's the pause button. The reality is that this man may not be fit in a lot of different ways to be on the field. And so, having said, I'm gonna scoot on down, let someone pop up here. But I'm struggling with the constant like, hey, we're gonna frame Deshaun one way, and then we're gonna frame the women another way.
That wasn't it. I want you to understand where I'm coming from. That was never my intent. What I tried to have.
Are you a Cleveland Browns fan though? Just what your favorite team is.
I mean, it's not like I said. I got a lot of women in my life, just like everybody else. I'm not gonna sit here.
But are you
doing a lot of stuttering? You're doing too much stuttering, my guy.
Yeah, he got the
Respectfully,
bro, respectfully, I think he stutters. I don't think it's because he's nervous. I think he actually stutters, man. So we want to make sure we let him speak his piece, bro.
So I'll say this. So it's not that I was trying to, you know, I guess you could say be team Deshaun. Because at the end of the day, like I said, I'm with everybody else. If he did it, he did it, and I want him to get what's coming to him, and it is what it is. But at the same time, I'm not going to sit here and act like, you know, like there's not two sides to the fence at the end of the day. And I'm not going to sit here and act like, you know, there are not women, because there are women out there who, like I said, are very vindictive. And like I said, you know, anybody who's been a part of a class action lawsuit, they mail those things out to damn near everybody who's even come in association with them. So it's just not, we're not going to sit here and act like everybody has had a personal incident with them that has gone. A lot of times, like I said, I've been mailed that same stuff where they've asked me if I want to join. And at the end of the day, I just think for people to like be sitting up here and just for so hard on like, oh, well, he's this horrible whatever. And it's just like my biggest thing is we're like see both sides before you really are so hard on like being on the women's side, which obviously, like I said, I got family. I got women just in my life, just like everybody else. But at the same time, I'm not going to sit here and act like there are not big vindictive women out in the world who, like I said, are not looking for a cash grab. Now, I'm not saying
are you a Browns fan?
Wait. I'm not saying that these women are doing that, but I'm not saying I'm not going to put it past anybody for, like I said.
Yeah, breakthrough. I think I get what you're saying, but I've been on this podcast since it started, and nobody and like adamantly going at Deshaun. They're talking about his decision making, his thought process, his sloppiness with, you know, the different things he's did to hide facts or evidence. No one's talked about like he's flat out guilty. We're talking about the decision making, and then the premise of the whole thing was about what the NFL should or may do. Nobody has really been adamantly defending Deshaun, and nobody's been adamantly going at the women. We're talking about the psychological factors and what it takes to come forward. Also the issues that happen when, you know, you're in a situation where you can lose everything because of a decision. I think you might have been in other podcasts or spaces, Twitter space, where people were. But for someone that has worked with victims and abusers professionally as a licensed clinician going on 20 years, yes, it's obvious. I talked about my teammates. I don't know if you were on then that have been false
falsely accused of it. But also, there are many women. So, like, so let's say 20 women come through. Let's say 16 are lying, but the four shouldn't be dismissed. And I think that's what has been consistent. I didn't know you were a Browns fan, but it just seems like you're more adamantly defending Deshaun. Because I have, you know, because the whole it is what it is, and if they say this, you know, then we'll see. To me, it's no different from when Cowboy fans were defending Greg Hardy because he was a Cowboy. You know, so I just keep, that's just my perspective on it, man.
Yeah, I get that. I just, I don't want people to think that my fandom for a team is going to override right and wrong. Last I checked, I was born with morals, and I was born with, you know, learned knowing right and wrong just like anybody else. My biggest thing is, like I said, if he did it even once, like I said, I think he deserves what's coming to him. And, you know, it is what it is. But my biggest thing is, like I said, I just think when it comes to the NFL in terms of how they're going to deal with it, because I think that's part of the conversation that we're having now. I just feel like this is something that we haven't dealt with ever, except for, like I said, the certain instances where I brought up, whether it was like I said, Robert Kraft or, you know, Zeke Elliott. Those are like the closest comparisons you can even make. And that, and those are
Ben Roethlisberger. Cut it out.
No, because he was accused of rape. So that's totally different.
How is that different? Because
misconduct and rape. They're the totally misdifferent between misconduct and
rape. Hold on. You're saying sexual assault and rape are different?
Yeah.
How are they different? They both are violating the rights of a woman.
When did it come out that it was assault? Because last I checked, he pulled out his, you know what, and that was to the extent of it. But
that's assault. That's assault, man.
That is assault.
Y'all don't know the law,
and that can be what gets you fucked up.
Last I checked, that's misconduct. That's not.
No, that, no. That see, but now you see how you
tomato,
get
tomato. Tomato.
I'm about to pull the race card now. You see how you caping for Ben, but want to
not. But the thing is, he white, so it's not rape or sexual assault. Exactly. For them, it's misconduct. You feel what I'm saying? If he black, no. though, it's. Y'all see it though. Y'all hear it.
I'm saying. If he pulled out his, you know what, and like I said, put it on him. That's totally different. Last I checked, I read some of the stuff. He pulled it out. You lost me right there.
Go ahead and stop talking.
Go read.
All right. We got some hands. We got a hand up, man. Go ahead, Shelves.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for having me. The only reason I came up here because I heard Breakthrough saying a couple of things. And Breakthrough, you were in a space last night, juicer space, caping for Deshaun for hours. So let's not do this today, please, okay? We're not doing this today. We know you're a Bronx fan. We know you've been up and down these spaces, not just spaces. Last night, I was in that space for like 4 hours, and you were going back and forth with everyone that had something to say about Deshaun and his conduct. Like I mentioned last night, I was a diehard Deshaun fan when he was in college, when he came into the league, because I always support black quarterbacks. I don't care if you're a call about race or whatever it is. I support the black quarterbacks, okay? And I've been really disappointed with everything that has happened. When the first news started breaking about it, I was kind of giving him the benefit of the doubt, like I said, because I really like Deshaun and I've always been a big supporter of him. But when it went from 10 to 15 to 20, it was over 30 women that were involved with it. It's just that only 20 something came forward with their cases. Okay. And then I asked a question last night in the space. Everyone that's in Deshaun's corner that's supporting him, have they read the details of these cases? And a lot of people did not. Most of them were Browns fans that were in those spaces on Deshaun's side because they just want a quarterback to play for their team. Okay? So, and then you made a comment about why would they keep going back? Listen to me. I'm a woman. Okay, I've been involved in situations where I've never been abused, sexually abused, but I've been in uncomfortable situations, put in situations where you don't really have certain choices or whatever it is, and I have to keep going back because of, for whatever reason, I maybe have been living in the person's home or working in an environment or whatever it is. You're not going to be in the space talking about why does a woman keep going back, okay, for... And then because she was abused or whatever it is. We're not doing that. I work with sexually assaulted victims, okay? And I can tell you some stuff about why they keep going back or why they haven't left. So you're not going to be in here doing this over and over again. And every space I go into, you're in here doing this. It's annoying now. That's all I got. Thank you for having me.
Can we also acknowledge...
Thank you, Shells. Hold on, respect for mute. So when we asked Breakthrough, or not we, but Steel City asked him, was he a Cleveland fan? T. Smith, he said no, right? Let me make sure I got my ducks in a row. God damn, T. Smith, you there, brother? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I'm here, bro. My bad. Steel City asked him, was he a Browns fan? And he kind of... You know what I mean? Two-stepped around question.
He kind of finessed.
Yeah, he two-stepped around it.
And I said, you kind of defended Deshaun. He kind of two-stepped me too, right?
Yeah, he definitely two-stepped.
Well, this going to be the first person to get Zard Timberland. He got to get Timberland booted, dog. Go ahead and Timberland boot him down to the listeners because he flat out lied. And she got him. She was following him. No wonder he was taping so hard.
Shells came in here heavy with the Stop the Cap movement. Real heavy.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you. I let you speak all that time being sincere, and you out here got a dang on agenda, bro. I can't believe you, man. Yeah. I got to start being rude, man. You see what happened when you try to be nice?
That's my job, man. You the nice one, man. I'm the disrespectful one. You respectful, I'm disrespectful.
Thank you, brother. Yeah. You got the Timberland boot. Yeah. We had to get him to the listeners, man. He got a list.
He already gone, man. He down there.
Hey, yo, Ren, what's good, my guy? I got to send him down to the gooly. You know what I mean? Breakthrough. Not that.
He's requesting to come back. Done
yet. You can't come back just yet, Breakthrough. You got to chill. You know what I mean? Respectfully. All right. Whoever had their hand up next, my bad.
I'll say this real quick.
I just want to get this little tidbit off. I was about to say what Chels was saying. Look at how the Browns organization got their fan base defending this motherfucker right here. Yeah, that's just, I blame the organization, bro. I don't blame the fans for real. At the end of the day, I blame the organization. Bro, fuck the fans real quick. The organization knew what was good. The organization didn't even talk to anybody. They gave $250 million guaranteed to a nigga with 24 cases.
Let's just put that out there. You mean they couldn't? I'm not a police officer.
I seen that bullshit as soon as I said Ben Roethlisberger. It all came out.
All right, let's get back to the hands. Who had their hands up next? Let's keep the order going.
I have my hand up, man. All right, go ahead, Zara,
because they're gonna pack you up soon.
I'm gonna pack their ass up. So let's. But now, for real, we in a bad.
Pack that gap up, nigga.
Hey, shut up, man! Shut your face! Shut your goddamn face up! Anyway, we in a time of
musty ass gap having ass.
Can I finish, please, bro? Let's not forget. And all these Laker fans out here, I'm just going to tell you like it is. Kobe Bryant had allegations. Will Chamberlain had allegations.
Will Chamberlain was accused of raping Al Vera.
Hey, man, I don't do Kobe slander.
Yo, he trying to get Timberland booted. He really wanted to get Timberland booted.
He already did, you know.
Yeah, man, you got to wait down there with Breakthrough. Y'all going to have a Breakthrough together.
Take a break, man. I think C-Royal TV had his hand up next, and then it was viral. Right.
That's what's up.
Let the coons hang out together.
Hold on. Let the record reflect, Ball Hawk does not use the C word. And I am a grown man just like they are. I cannot control what people say. But Ball Hawk did not throw that C word up out of there. That was not my voice, okay? Let's put that out there, okay?
C word.
All right. We're going back to the speakers.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it, man. I'm coming from a whole new fan base. Maybe this will shine some light. I'm coming from the Houston, Texas fan base out of Houston, Texas, man. The thing about it is the young lady has people read the claims. And I don't think many people have actually sat down and read the claims like I have. She might have read a few of them, and if she did read all of them, I commend her for that. And if any of you guys haven't sat down and read the claims, and you talking smack on here about this young black brother and what he's going through with these women, y'all should be ashamed of yourself. Because you know what this country's about, and you know how easy it is to get a black man locked up in this country. You know how easy it is for a black man to get indicted in this country. This young man was living recklessly. He was living wild. He has a little freak bone in his body. A lot of us do. I'm going to say us because I get down my goddamn self.
Say
too.
You do. Say don't say us. Say you, my guy.
No, I'm saying us because a lot of you got a lot of fake outrage going on.
Who is you saying?
Hey,
oh, he's coming in here with that smoke.
Hold on, let me
hear you. Hold on. I'm going to let you go, OG. Don't be saying, hey, they caught us. Come on out now. Don't do that now. You speak for yourself, man. My friend said, no, Oliver. Hey, man, easy. All right, go ahead, OG, because you going. I'm you, OG. You good?
C Royal.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
you good. Okay. All right, Kim, folks. So this is the thing. When I say freakiness, I don't mean doing shit that's illegal, and I damn sure don't mean doing shit that's non-consensual. If shit is non-consensual and you do it behind closed doors, that's your business, man. You know, I can't knock nobody for doing what they do. If that man choose to be with one woman for his entire life, then by all means for that young man. If he choose to be with 50 women in his lifetime in 2 weeks, that's his business, man. You know, and here's the thing about it. And I say that because somebody brought up Will Chamberlain. Will Chamberlain was reported to have slept with 20,000 women. 20,000. That's his business, right? Here comes the problem. When your business becomes public. So when I think what happened with Deshaun Watson, and I read the claims, the actual litigation, the actual claims that the women put in to law that they turned into the court, and out of 18 out of 22 original cases that was filed with the Houston, with the Harris County court system, only three of them claimed a force, and only three of them claimed sexual intercourse occurred, right? So 18 of those women, out of 18 of those women, they either said, we seen him naked, he exposed himself while we was giving a massage, his penis hit my hand while I was rubbing his groin, when I was doing his glutes, he asked me certain things to do, and he tried to talk to me, and I said no. These are things that at a bar or a restaurant or at a club, if you ask a chick, you know, you bump into her, you know, what's up? You know, let's go back to my place. She say no, okay, that's it.
If you bump your dick on her on purpose, right?
What?
That's not okay.
He was having massages. Now, if you go and read, the actual litigations, here's what's gonna come out in the end, and I guarantee this is gonna come out. These women are gonna end up turning on Tony Busby. Y'all not from Houston, man. Y'all don't know who Tony Busby is, man. Tony Busby ran for mayor in Houston and lost to a black Democrat. He was pissed off. This was like four months before this all occurred. Tony Busby also bought 5 billboards in the city of Houston to try to get the Texans to draft Johnny Manziel. He lived next door to the owner of the Texans. I don't believe he had anything to do with the timing of any of this, but I do believe that Tony Busby is the one that's pushing it, and here's why. He admitted, and other lawyers admitted, that the first woman, Ashley Solis, went to him, went to three or four other lawyers, and they turned her down. They said, "Hey, you don't have a case." And he went to she went to him, and he turned her down twice. And then he took the case. After he took the case, he solicited other people that had any type of encounter with Deshaun Watson. So all of these 18 women, when people say, "Come on, bro, you talking about 18 women, something, they ain't lying, man. I don't care if it's four of them. 18, man, you talking about 25? Man, that lawyer is boosting his two or three serious cases with all these other women that he joined the lawsuit with to help boost his credibility on a few of the stronger cases that he has. Now, if you read the three strong cases, if you read the three strong cases that he has, the two women that said they gave him oral sex, I don't know if y'all ready for this. The two women that they say gave oral sex, the one woman said she shit on herself after she gave him oral sex. And she went in the restroom and cleaned up, came back out and apologized to him, and he left. She texted him later that week and said, "Hey, I'm sorry, that has never happened before." The other woman said that he coerced her to give him oral sex. So that's two out of the three that we're talking about real deal shit. And they're felonious right there in my book, right? So then the other girl gave consensual sex, and she told her friends that she enjoyed Deshaun Watson, and he's a wonderful dude, and she massaged him again. None of these women went to the police for an entire year. The only person to go to somebody was Ashley Solis, and she went to a lawyer, my dog. She didn't go to the police. She didn't go find nobody that can get locked this dude up if he did something that bad.
Would you advise your daughter to go talk to the police?
I would tell my daughter, "You sit right here. I'm finna get my pistol for this nigga." You understand me?
But you wouldn't trust your daughter talking to
him? No, if my daughter told me that this dude made her do something outside of her will, I go look for him first myself. And then if I couldn't find him, I'm not going to no lawyer. I'm going to the cops. And I'm going to the HPD and say, "Look, man, y'all know
the same police that watched 20 innocent kids die."
You can't correlate that situation.
With this felonious shit, man. Let's keep it 100, man. Let's keep it a buck. The women didn't go to nobody for an entire year. The only reason those women joined the lawsuit was because Ashley Solis talked to Tony Busby, and Tony Busby started dialing up on the Instagrams, "Hey, has anybody had any type of massage experience with Deshaun Watson that they felt was strange?" And yeah, they came to him. "Yeah, that nigga this, and he did this, and he did that," and it was consensual. But he coached them up, and he turned it into claims. "Yeah, I'm going to get you $100,000, baby. Just say it like this." Instead of saying, "Yeah, well..."
Oh, I don't know how that happened, but keep going, bro. Ain't nobody mean to mute you. That was a mistake.
Yeah, my bad. And I'm probably long-winded, but I'm like the lady said. Now, here's the thing. I got a daughter, a wife, a mother, a sister, and anybody touch them, I agree. They need to go to the police, man, and get this dude locked up. But that's not what they did. They didn't do it a week later. There was a security guard at the one spot. He said they was coming out laughing. He said the lady told him what a great time she had. There's other documents that shows that the women were texting him back and forth trying to do other massage sessions. There was documents saying that one girl said, "If I wasn't gay, I would sleep with Deshaun." So all these women didn't go to no police, but they found the exact same lawyer? Who finds the same lawyer? How do you find the same lawyers? The city of Houston is four, not even the Metroplex, the regular, we 4-5 million deep in Houston. If you add up all the outskirts of Houston, we like 11 million people, man. There's lawyers on every street corner. They all found the same lawyer, right? So here's the thing. Tony Busby is trying to get in the limelight. That's why when he first filed the litigation, he didn't go to the courts. He didn't come on TV and speak legitimately. He got on Facebook and started talking about his mama and how Republican he is and how his father served and he served in the military and all these, what did he call, prima donna athletes that are getting away. My mother worked in the factory.
All right. Oh, hey, we got to get to the other hands.
Bro. My bad.
We appreciate your insight, man.
My bad, bro.
All that you provide, especially since you know.
But here's the thing about it. Just wait till the shit come out, because what's coming out right now was all in the paperwork. The only thing Tony Busby is doing is he's holding a few girls in his back pocket. He's coming out with them as time goes, so he can keep it going on. And he can keep pushing this shit down the road and staying on TV and staying in the limelight. I guarantee you Tony Busby is going to run for political office after this is over with. And I guarantee you everything's going to fall back on Tony Busby when this is over, said and done with, man.
All right. I appreciate you, man. Thank you for the insight. Who was next? Was it Myron?
I think it's Myron.
Okay.
I don't even know where to start. To say it's only three is kind of absurd, bro. But having one is bad. So you can't just say it's only 3 out of 20. You know what I'm saying? You can't just marginalize those three because you don't see anything wrong. You know, you don't see anything in what you read about the other 20. Ultimately, at the end of the day, most of us on here have been talking more about the decision-making and him putting himself in that situation. Not about his innocence or his guilt. And that's really, from a fan aspect, is where really all we can really discuss, because none of us know exactly what happened. But to sit here and say it was only 3 of the 23 that actually has strong cases is ridiculous. And honestly, it's asinine, it's man. You can't marginalize.
No, it's not.
Hold on, let him finish.
You can't marginalize everybody else just because you don't feel that they're capable. The fact that there is three that have strong cases is terrible.
There's a lot of people that are saying that he's got 25 women. Of course he did it. No, it's some of these cases that are real nonsense. And the three that are said to be stronger than the others, have you read them, brother?
No.
Have you read them? Okay, so what are we talking about?
I also know that reading them doesn't mean.
Hold on. I got you, Mark. This is what he's saying, OG. All he's saying is it doesn't matter if it was 1 out of 50. Like, it's a strong case, it's a strong case. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I understand where you're coming from. And my thought process when it all started was, man, Deshaun just asked for a trade. These people trying to set this dude up. Because none of this came out until Deshaun said, I'm not playing in Houston no more. I won't put this uniform on ever again. Soon as that happened, bam, it happened. Like, the women just started coming. Like, the first one came, the second one came. Like, it came fast. So we understand where you're coming from. But what he's saying is, dog, you just said you got a daughter. So if they said Deshaun Watson had done some of this stuff to your daughter, are you going to say that your daughter case not strong? Or, you know what I'm saying, does your daughter case not matter because it's not as strong as the other one? That's basically what he's saying, OG.
Oh, damn, man. I moved OG to the list because
I know he was talking. The fact that dudes have to put it in that way for people to understand is crazy.
Like, it is. Like, we don't have to put your family members in it for you to understand it. That's insensitive to say. And I'm tired of hearing niggas talk about this shit, because niggas don't even know what they talk about. And they have this lens that they look at it through that's like, why are you trying to protect somebody that, regardless of whether he did it or not, was moving wrong? I said this earlier. He was moving wrong, regardless of whether
he how is he moving wrong? Somebody or not.
If you're paying for pussy, you're moving wrong.
No,
bro.
No.
You're moving
that's,
wrong.
That's your opinion.
Oh, wait. I got to speak on that.
Nah, you're wrong on that, bro. People pay for services every day, B. People pay for services every day, B.
And it's illegal, my nigga. What are you saying? What are you arguing with me? It's illegal. It's not right.
So hold on. So in Vegas, you can't pay for prostitutes?
It's wrong.
It's wrong. It's your opinion. That is your opinion.
It's all wrong.
It's
your opinion in most states. All right,
yo, can I explain something?
I got to speak on that, man. I'm sorry. I'm going out of turn.
One mic. We know y'all want to respond to Simba, man. Just do it one at a time, please.
And Carlos, you next, man.
Let me get my point off. I just want to get my point off. Let me get my point off and explain it, because so y'all can really understand. At the end of the day, right, regardless of whether he did it or not, you put yourself in that position by going out and paying for vagina. And then it opens the realm of possibility that, oh, maybe you were trying to force things in that similar type of way with people that you weren't paying it for. You opened that door. That's the point I'm making. You, as a man yourself, cannot defend somebody else that opened that door. He opened that door for all of this. Right? You talking about, oh, people pay for pussy every day. It don't matter. This at the third. It's illegal. It's illegal, and it opened that door for people to accuse you of things. So I can't defend you if that's what you're doing. I can't. Y'all niggas laughing, but y'all niggas baffle me, bro. It baffles the mind, dog. It really do.
I'm with you, Simba. This is insane.
Can I go with me?
Yo, niggas pay for pussy every day, B. What is wrong with you, niggas?
All right, go ahead, Sid. Let's say it. Go. Go ahead, Sid. And then I know Zara wanted to chime in. My dog, Sid, just got here. Up, bro, so.
For a minute.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead, Los. But no, hold on. Let's say it. Go. Let's say it first. Let's say it. Go. Go ahead, Sid.
Did this goofy nigga really say paying for pussy is wrong? Nigga, obviously you don't know human history. Prostitution has been a thing in human nature for only the longest. First and foremost, nigga, men date for sex. Men date for sex. Women date for resources. Sex for money benefits both sides. So please, miss me with all of that damn paying for pussy.
You niggas is hilarious. You niggas is hilarious. Yo, this is hilarious. This is jokes. I'm not taking this seriously. I can't. Bro, what? So you trying to tell me the fact that with him opening the door and paying these women at any point in time for sexual services.
I'm gonna get you in here, Brody.
Regardless if you're single or you're married, you're gonna pay for pussy regardless.
Oh, wow. Jesus
this
Christ.
Is disgusting.
Number one, pussy, it should not this be
sick.
Looked at.
This is sick to make me sick to my stomach.
Y'all niggas don't be pulling bitches. That's what this telling me, bro. You niggas don't get no hoes, dog. Because niggas that get hoes do not talk like this at all. Nigga, what? What?
Yo, first and foremost.
What is wrong with y'all, dog?
First and foremost, rich men.
Is it the age, bro? Is it the age? Is the dementia setting in? Is that what it is, fam? Because
are you serious? Rich niggas pay for pussy.
Sex is transactional. If you trying to fuck, you gonna have to come up some bread. That's telling me you ain't got no top game. That's what that's telling me, bro. That's telling me that you don't know how to flirt with bitches and you.
All right, man. We had our fun. I don't want Carlos' hand to fall off. I know y'all can keep going back and forth with y'all opinion. It's passionate. I love it, but we're gonna rein it back. get the order back going. Carlos, go ahead, bro. And I don't know who Hands is next. I know Breakthrough back. I know Quasi back. I'm trying to get Steam. You up here, 808.
It was Steam, and it was Steam, Jacob, and Quasi, I think.
Okay. And I see 808 and Brian, they're in the queue. So we're going to let these guys speak, and then we'll rotate some folks. Go ahead, Carlos.
I ain't done with this yet. Stay around.
Real quick. I'm going to try and go real quick, but there's been a few crazy things that were said that got to be spoken up against.
Take your time, bro. You good. You waited patiently.
The first thing is, my man, I appreciate, was it C. Royal? I appreciate you giving all the information that you did, especially coming out of Houston. You have more access probably than a lot of people. You're familiar with more things than most people. So I would say I appreciate that. And what Myron did say, I think most of us in here are more so questioning decision-making than innocence versus guilty. But there was one thing that you said, like you said, what people do in their private life is their private. Yes. But this man, it was not his personal dating life. He was paying, hiring people for services. And so when you do that, you are then under like workplace stuff. And that's not private life. When you pay for a service, there are expectations. There are workplace things that are considered acceptable, work things that are not. Right. So you can't just say, oh, it's his private life. No, this was like business transaction, things like that. So that point is out the window. Now, the second thing about my man who was talking about, you know, people paid for sex from the beginning, blah, blah, blah. Like, are you really going to use that argument? Like, we haven't progressed as a society. Like, they used to allow men to marry 12-year-old women, you know, back in society. And now that's illegal now. We've progressed as a society. Like, you got to. You can't use arguments like that. And you mentioned Vegas, it being allowed. Like, just because one place is allowed doesn't mean that it's allowed everywhere. So he was breaking the law by doing that, by paying for those services. And I think it's crazy to me, like, hearing what some things we will excuse. But, like, you got to take into account, like, there are things. And our nation is even showing this more than ever, like, there are progression movements that are trying to be made, right? And if we see.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.